All right, joined in studio this morning, the Farm Fresh Song of the Day by Megan Patrick. Megan, appreciate you stopping by and joining us in studio.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, you're very new. This is kind of a brand new thing, your first tour, I guess, stopping by and seeing radio stations. You've got a new single. But before we get to the song, we want to know a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Bowmanville, Ontario. I don't know, I was always kind of, I grew up in a music loving house. My mom was a DJ back in college. My dad plays guitar. We were just always listening to music in our house. And, so I knew a lot of older music kind of from a young age, and that's kind of what inspired me to be an artist as well. I think it was when I was about 11 or 12, I kind of realized that I could sing. And so I started taking lessons. And then I studied music in university at McGill and Humber College, opera and jazz, actually. But as much as I love music, I wasn't particularly passionate about those genres specifically. And I was starting to, you know, I'd always kind of loved a lot of like really old country, you know, Hank and Waylon and Merle and Willie and that kind of stuff, and Loretta Lynn, and a lot of bluegrass stuff, you know, that kind of more traditional rootsy kind of things. And like Neil Young was big in my house growing up too, and a lot of Southern rock, the Eagles, Allman Brothers. So And so I kind of found like a home in country music as an artist. I loved writing it. I loved singing it. You know, everything about it, like the stories and the melodies and the harmonies and everything. So, yeah. And then just last year, after playing in numerous bands and releasing records and touring kind of independently and doing it on my own, I signed with Warner Music last summer, which kind of, so everything started happening really fast, and it's been amazing. I signed my publishing deal with Olay, and yeah, it's been really great.
How has that, I guess, changed things for you when you signed with Warner? I imagine it kind of took it from more of play music on the side to,
yeah,
this is it, right?
It was just it was a world of difference. I mean, because I was kind of at a point, I mean, as I said, you know, I played in a few bands that were great, but it's really hard to do on your own without the support of a label and everything. And so before I signed with them, I had been playing in a sort of four-piece bluegrass band. We were called the Stone Sparrows, and we kind of went our separate ways. We all had different things we wanted to do. I was just kind of like back at square one, like, where do I start now? Mm-hmm. But I met my manager, Tracy Singer, and she kind of got things started. She got me in meetings with labels. And when I met Warner, I was the people at Warner, Steve Kane and Ron Lapata, I was like, this has got to be my home. I love these people because they were music lovers first and foremost. And that was really important to me. And they've allowed me to just be myself. So
you signed with them last summer. I guess, where has it come to now? You mentioned recording of an album, and I know you've got the new single we're going to play, but tell us about the project as a whole.
Well, the record is going to be coming out April 29th. It's called Grace and Grit. I had the pleasure of writing with a lot of amazing people for this record. There's only a couple songs on the record that I didn't write, so I'm very excited about that. And I had a really amazing experience with all the people I got to work with production-wise. Chad Kruger, who I co-wrote my first single coming up here, he ended up producing the single, and then he was kind of hearing some more of my material that was coming in. He really loved it, and he said, you know, would you want me to produce more? And of course you say yes to that.
Yeah.
So that was really, really great experience. I mean, I never knew this about him, but he's a huge country fan. But he's a great producer, great songwriter, so that was an awesome experience. And then, as if it couldn't get any better, I was given the opportunity to have Vince Gill and Justin Niebank produce the next part of the record. And I'm a huge Vince Gill fan, especially coming from that sort of bluegrass, sort of traditional background. He also sang and played on the record, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, is pretty fantastic.
No doubt.
Justin Niebank is actually mixing the whole record as well. And then Carly McKillop, who was one half of One More Girl from Vancouver, also produced some tracks on the record. So just a really great group of people that kind of helped me make my dream come true. I mean, these songs are really important to me, and I wanted them to be done a certain way and done right. And all the producers made that happen, and then some. So I'm really excited about it.
How do you describe your sound then? You mentioned you have kind of those bluegrass and classic, you know, ties, but how would you describe the sound of what we're going to hear?
Well, I think, I mean, the record as a whole, I try, I, what I was trying to go for, I mean, first and foremost, I always want to make sure that what I'm doing is original and it's unique. You know, my favorite compliment I can get from someone is when they say that they can't quite put their finger on who I sound like. That's the best compliment you could get, because then, you know, you're using your own voice and you're doing something unique, you know, because as much as I love, you know, Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert, like, Carrie's already the best Carrie, and yeah. Miranda's already the best Miranda, you know? So all I can do is just be the best Megan. But I mean, definitely, as I said, trying to go for more of a bit of traditional country sound, definitely a rock influence, that sort of Southern rock feel, and a bit of a bluegrass feel. You'll hear in some of the songs, there's a little bit of all of that in there, you know, also while making sure that it sounds current, you know, and that it's still palatable to some of the new country listeners as mm-hmm. well as the old. So I'm hoping that I was able to sort of walk that line, you know, pun intended, and kind of make it palatable to everybody, so.
Well, I guess we'll watch for the record coming out April the 29th. Mm-hmm. New single. Tell us about it right before we play it here.
Okay. So as I said, I co-wrote this with Chad Kruger. And this song is just kind of about all the kind of guys that I grew up around, my friends, my family and stuff. You know, a lot. They're all sort of like blue-collar guys, construction workers or in trades, farm guys, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, It's I feel like it's the guys in the suits and the pretty boys that always, you know, get all the glory kind of thing. But my kind of guy is a guy, you know, in his coveralls, his Carhartts and his work boots and his hard hat or whatever. The kind of guy who knows how to fix things, who can build things. You know, that's just like, that gets me going. I got a lot of respect and love for that kind of guy. So that's sort of what the song is about. And it's sort of tongue in cheek, you know. And I think there's a lot of girls who would probably agree with me. You know, you see a guy like that and you're like, yeah, bounce chicken wow wow, you know? So that's kind of where that came from.
Awesome, Megan. Well, appreciate you coming in, and we're going to spin the single, but appreciate awesome. You stopping by, and all the best.
Thanks for having me.